Next on Gospel of Life, a conversation with Pat Boone. Hello, I'm Father Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. We're joined by our Associate Director, Janet Morana. And today we have a very great privilege and honor to have a friend of the pro-life movement, a friend of the unborn, a friend of America, a man with a great, long, distinguished career, and a great example of what it means to love one's country, one's family, one's God. We are joined today by phone by Mr. Pat Boone. Pat, welcome to the program.
Great to be with you, Brother Frank. I consider you my brother.
Thank you. Well, it is sure a joy to have you here with us today for a few moments. And we just want to, first of all, thank you for all that you've done over the years for America, for so many people who have been inspired by you, by your singing, by your just the stands that you've taken. And in particular, to thank you for your stand for the unborn child. This has been an important part of your life and your values for a long time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It may not surprise you, certainly, or anybody listening or watching, but I was once a baby myself. And I suspect that anybody within eye or earshot of us right now will have to admit that he or she was an embryo, was a fetus in the womb. And because our mothers allowed us to come to delivery and into the light of day, we live now. And I'm afraid that that truth is just overlooked so many times because the PR campaign for what's called pro-choice, and it's really pro-abortion, is, obfuscates that. They try to make you think that there's just some unformed tissue. It's not a human being. But when you realize each of us was in that very state, if we exist now, we existed in that state before. I mean, it came clear to me many years ago, and I've just been so appalled that so many of the American people can be swept along with this rhetoric pro-choice. What is that choice? I always ask. Oh, it's the whether let another human being live or die. Oh, that's the choice.
Yes, yes. Pretty fundamental. I remember you telling the story about your daughter, Debbie, and the baby in the bottle experience that she came home with one day. Tell us how that impacted you and your family.
Well, it sure did. It was a searing, you know, how you brand a cow, and you stick this brand into its hip, maybe, or somewhere, flank, and there forever will be that brand. Well, we were branded pro-life by that experience because Debbie came home from school red-eyed and shaken, and we said, "What's the matter, honey?" And she said, "Daddy, Mommy, there was a baby in a bottle at school." We said, "What are you talking about?" Well, it was an exhibit, a science exhibit. But in this bottle, in some liquid that looked like a pickle in brine, was a little baby. And she started crying again. And she said, "We saw its eyelids and its fingers and its toes, and it was just curled up in this bottle, but in this liquid." And she could hardly keep talking enough to, without crying, to explain what she had seen. And she said, "Daddy, they called it a fetus, but it's a baby." And so, you know, Shirley and I hadn't really paid the issue a whole lot of attention at that point because we had four kids in 3.5 years and were glad to have each one and loved each one. And so we lost a couple in miscarriages, but we hadn't focused on what would we do if one of our daughters eventually came home pregnant. What would we do? What would our stance be? And so at that point, we said, "Girls," because we shared this in our family group with all four daughters, there is a possibility, and we hope it won't happen, but when one of these days you might make a wrong choice and wind up with a baby in you, and I want you to know, you need to know, that you've seen now firsthand with your own eyes what's in your womb, in your stomach, and that child has the right to live and not to be pickled and put in a bottle for an exhibit.
Yes.
And so that settled it for every one of us, all six of us, and of course we've stayed with that, and we see no other humane, another humane alternative.
Exactly.
Mr. Boone, I know how proudly pro-life you've been over the years. I know I've met you at the National Right to Life conventions, and as a matter of fact, you have a new book out, and in one of the pages, I love to see that you participated in a life chain over in London, holding that sign, "Abortion Kills Children." I don't think a lot of people realize that, not just being a person in Hollywood, but you have boldly come out all these years and
yeah.
been proudly pro-life.
Yes, and because to me it's just pro-humanity. I mean, for a human race to be willing to sacrifice its own young and millions and millions over the last few years is so barbaric, so inhumane. I understand each situation is different, and with four daughters and now 10 granddaughters, I understand the dilemma that a woman is in, but no matter what country, no matter what the culture or anything, there's a human being. There are two people involved at least. Certainly the biological father should be involved, but the mother and the child definitely are. And so the solutions have to involve the lives of both, I think, and it seems obvious to me that that's the case. I keep praying for the optical illusion. You know, that thing where you're looking at shadows and lines and you see a picture before your eyes quite clearly, and then while you're looking at it, same lines, same shadows, but suddenly you see a different picture.
Yes, yes.
It's called an optical illusion. And I keep praying that as people look at this issue of abortion and life, that and they see the dilemma that a mother, a woman is in, and an unwanted, unplanned pregnancy, that they will suddenly have, and they're empathetic, but they'll have that optical flip which allows them to see there's another human being involved, and they need to be just as empathetic for that child as they are for the mother. And there are humane solutions.
Yes.
Well, I just briefly mentioned your book, Mr. Boone, but I've begun to read through it, and it's called Pat Boone's America 50 Years, Your Autobiography. Would you like to tell our viewers a little bit about it in your own words?
Well, sure. I thank you for that. When I was first approached by the publisher, I thought, well, hey, look, I've written other books. All my books are in some ways autobiographical. And there's been a lot of wonderful things that have happened and some I've never talked about. But I wasn't sure who would be interested, and I didn't want to go to all the trouble. And it is a lot of work to write a book, and I did. And then come up with 200 pictures that have been in our own private files all these times. But what convinced me was the realization that I could talk about our life and our family, my career and all that, and along the way drop in inserts to share with people about the changes that have been taking place in that same 50-year span of my life and career as an entertainer. But the way America has been changing, and we're letting things precious to us be just taken away, and we're letting things be inflicted on us by militant little minority groups and with good PR campaigns and funding, and we're just too busy or too apathetic to get concerned and say, wait a minute, we want to keep the culture that we grew up in. We want to keep the traditions and the morals that made America who we are. We will not allow ourselves to be virtually genetically re-engineered into something different. But so I had a chance to, in a way, gently, I hope, get on a soapbox and talk about America, what America's been going through the last 50 years, and not just Pat Boone and his family.
Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful book. I really encourage our listeners, our viewers, to get a hold of this book. It's inspiring. Your life has taken you in front of many people, and I know that those who read this book, and just paging through, looking at those pictures is, it's a lesson, as I said in the introduction, in the love of our God and of our country. And I want to thank you for putting this book together.
Well, I'm very proud of it now, and it's a coffee table type thing where people can, you know, the picture on the cover was the picture that ran on the cover of the Rolling Stone many years ago. The only time I was on the cover of that magazine. Again, they and I have drifted apart somehow.
Uh-huh.
and on the back is a great big blow-up picture of my white bucks, which that particular pair my wife had made into a lampstand because I'd worn it till they'd gotten pretty worn, as you can see. But when you pull the light switch, the light fell on this pair of shoes, these white buck shoes, which had become sort of a trademark and identification for me, but I still wear them, but people remember, so I just thought, well, hey, I'm the Pat Boone that you might have, whose record you may have bought, whose movies you may have seen, whose television shows you've watched, but I'm also an American who's been living through the same times you have, and I want us to share some concerns about what kind of a society we're about to hand to our kids and our grandkids. Is it as good, is it as wholesome as the one we were given, or have we let it be corrupted almost beyond recognition? And what are we going to do about it?
Right, right. It's a call to take responsibility, a call to take action in a godly way. And we certainly thank you for that. Just as we conclude here, how is your family doing?
Oh, boy, the family, everybody really is doing well. I started to say with the possible exception of our grandson, Ryan, but actually he's doing very well, too.
Good.
He was the one who was hurt so badly 6 years ago, falling through the skylight of a apartment building in West L.A.
Yes.
He shared an apartment with two of his buddies from Pepperdine. But he's getting better day by day. It's slow. But steady, and he's way beyond anything neurosurgeons or doctors or experts thought was possible. So God is answering our prayers. We want people to keep praying for Ryan, but he is coming back to us. He's being restored cell by cell and memory by memory, and he's got a sense of humor, and we can get him up on his 2 feet and with support. He's walked as many as 40 steps.
Mm.
So he's getting use of his limbs, and certainly he's got his memory and his mental faculties, and you know, it was the brain that was injured. So I'm saying a mouthful here. Those things are monumental, miraculous.
Yes. Well, ever since that accident happened, we have been praying for him, and of course for you and for the whole family. And so we're very glad to hear about that progress.
Well, thanks for the praying, and I hope you'll keep doing it, because it's obvious God is answering those prayers.
Yes. Well, good. Well, thanks again for being with us. Any special projects that you have on your plate right now that you're particularly looking forward to in the days ahead?
Oh, yeah. I've got a tribute to Billy Graham that I produced, wrote a song called Thank You, Billy Graham. And we did the music video, and a lot of people participated, just like a We Are the World type thing, a tribute to Billy. Bono of U2 and Larry King says some lines about Billy that I wrote. Even though he says he's an agnostic, he wrote the true lines about Billy and his ministry. And Kenny Rogers, Leanne Rimes, Michael McDonald, Andre Crouch, the Christian group DC Talk, Jeffrey Osborne, of course I myself, a lot of us. And so that project is out there. And if you go to patsgold.com, or even patboone.com, you know, we can let you hear and see that tribute, but proceeds from it are going to Samaritan's Purse, which is Franklin Graham's wonderful humanitarian organization, and also Mercy Corps, a similar one. And then there's also a tribute to the military, to the National Guard, called For My Country, the Ballad of the National Guard, and that too is a song, a music video ready for television, and a documentary of the National Guard, their 370-year history. And there are a few other things, but I won't burden you with all of them.
Well, Pat, I want to thank you again for everything that you've done. We look forward to continued contact with you, and just God bless you and your family. Thanks again for your strong stand for life, without which, of course, we couldn't enjoy any of these other blessings.
That's right. We need to all be defenders and promoters of life. So God bless you. You do that.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye now. And brothers and sisters, we will be right back. Stay with us.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
The decision to have an abortion not only affects that moment in your life.
Kristen Gordon.
It affects many precious moments to come.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
Well, welcome back, friends. Janet, that was a delightful discussion with Pat Boone.
That was.
What a great man.
And I hope people really go to his website to order his book. But right now, Father, I'd like to go to one of our people who've written into Gospel of Life. And this is a letter from Deborah from Chicago. And let's see if you can answer her question. She asks, what's the difference between a living will and a will to live? Which one offers better protection against euthanasia?
Well, of course, the will to live is something that we've been promoting that provides better protection when it comes to end-of-life decisions, simply because it makes more sense. What it does is it enables you to appoint a person who, if you're in a situation where you have medical needs but you can't speak for yourself, can speak for you. And this would be a person that you know, that you trust, with whom you discuss your wishes, and who can, in the midst of such a situation, evaluate the medical circumstances and consult with the clergy and bring into play your own personal moral beliefs and convictions. The will to live is a document that has been crafted in a particular way for each of the 50 states, so there's 50 different versions of it, and we make it available through gospeloflife.com. People can go to the website and they can even download it. It is we hook over to National Right to Life, who produces these documents. On the other hand, the living will is both dangerous and unnecessary. It's foolish, really, because it tries to predict the future. You can't decide today what treatments you want tomorrow, next year, or 10 years from now, because you simply don't know what your circumstances and needs will be, nor do you know what medical treatments will be available. So we encourage everyone to get the will to live for their state. Again, they go to gospeloflife.com for that information.
Thank you, Father.
Thanks, Janet. Thanks for that question from our mailbag. And thank you, brothers and sisters. Now stay with us. We're going to ask you to support our ministry and the many different things we do to promote the right to life. We'll be back after that promotional spot to give you some more action items that you can constructively and effectively build a culture of life in your own community. So please stay with us.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Welcome to our action segment where we give you more and more ideas of how to build a culture of life. Janet, today it's about license plates.
That's right. And there's several different ways of doing it. But the first I'd like to talk about is the way I've done it, which is in New York State, you know, where I live, I got a customized plate and it's says pro-life and I was able to get the number one. You have to check with your state to see what's available and you can figure out with seven letters or numbers, a message, you know.
Exactly.
So pro-life one. And
I got pro-life on mine.
That's right.
Period.
I beat you too with pro-life one.
But obviously there's many different variations that
exactly.
People can get. And of course for each state there's going to be only one pro-life one license plate.
Then like pro-life two, pro-life three, four, and so on.
Exactly.
I saw one person put yes, number four, life. You
okay.
know, so you can.
Or life yes.
Life,
there's
yes,
a lot of different creative different combinations.
Things.
The point is that none of these combinations should be just sitting there available. We want
That's
the
right.
pro-life movement to be so in tune with this that all of the combinations are taken up pretty soon.
And
in every state. And when they do this, we want to hear from them, from our friends, from our activists. Let us know, friends, if you get one of these specialty plates, because then we'll be able to say that so many people around the country are doing precisely this.
We can always make it a competition, like let's see what state beats the other state in getting the most, you know?
Good.
And then, you know, Father, I've had such great response. It's such an educational piece, you know. I'll come back to my car with my grocery bags, and another person will stop and say, what does that license plate mean? Mm-hmm. See, we think people know what pro-life means. Not everyone does.
Well, they ask, what is it?
And so now it's a launching point. And I tell them, and they go, oh, I never thought about that.
Right.
You know, another time I was putting my car through the car wash, and when the guys were wiping down the car at the end, they too were going, what does that mean? And again, it was an educational moment, and I
yes.
told them what it meant. And they said, you know, we're against abortion. I said, well, say something about it.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right.
Of course, you know, if you don't want to go to this level, actually you don't have to. In some states, like in New York, we don't have Choose Life license plates. But in some states, they actually have on the plate, instead of this message, it looks like a little stick figure of a girl and a boy, and it just says, choose life. And I know Florida has them and other states, and we can come to our website and we'll tell you what, if your state has the Choose Life plate.
Right.
So that's another thing.
In other words, it would have any of the normal license plate numbers and letters,
right.
but it's the back of the plate, the background that has, and around the perimeter,
right.
that has the pro-life message. Yes. Well, a number of states have passed this by legislation. They make these Choose Life plates available, and it actually raises money for pregnancy centers, adoption services. It's a marvelous thing because you're proclaiming the pro-life message and getting money into the alternatives
right.
at the same time.
What we want to tell people is to come to the website to see if your state has them available. If they do, we're really almost pleading with you, order them. Because, first of all, it's life-saving money that goes to help pregnancy centers, but then that message is going to be carried throughout your state. Also, too, Father, there are some states that are trying to get that bill passed to have the Choose Life plates.
Yes.
So, again, on the website, we'll have that information because we want you to help make those plates available.
That's right. That's at gospeloflife.com. Right on the front page, we're going to have the information as to where you can go to the Choose Life license plate website to see if your state has it and how to order it and how to lobby for legislation if they don't have it already.
Well, I hope we get more and more people to get on board and drive around with pro-life license plates.
Great, great way to spread the message. Well, friends, I also want to mention to you, as I'm going to begin mentioning on every program, that we also have available the Will to Live, a very helpful document, a legal document that will help you to be protected if you have a medical condition where you cannot speak for yourself. You can appoint someone else to speak for you. The Will to Live will preserve your rights and your health without necessarily having you incur any unnecessary medical procedures. Well, that's the end of our program for today, but right now we want to remind you of why we do what we do. To bring you again face to face with the tragedy of abortion, please watch these disturbing images and know that we need your help to promote life.
Not until people saw images of children in coal mines did they enact child labor laws. Not until people saw images of human torture did they rise up against slavery. And now, after seeing these images, what will you do? Priests for Life. Because America will never reject abortion unless America sees abortion. Call now to learn how you can help. There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please, call, write, or make your gift online today. Made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.